Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight, welcome everybody. We don't need nursing homes, nursing facilities. I don't even feel comfortable calling them homes. We don't need them. They're a burden to the taxpayer. They degrade people. They treat people horrible. There are some good people who work in them, but by and large, they're horrible places. They take people's resources, take their money. A person works for their home and pays taxes and a mortgage and all that. You become disabled. You go into a nursing home. And eventually they will try and take that home away from you that belongs to you. Nursing homes are not cool. They're evil. They're evil places. They don't belong in this country. And Inner Sight is dedicated to getting rid of them. What do you do? How do you get rid of them? Where do you put people who need help? Well, how about their own apartment, their own house, their own place? You know, how about modifying the system? You know, I mean, every system sooner or later gets to be archaic and needs to be changed. So get rid of the nursing homes. Make the monies available to the individual who cannot afford to stay out of a nursing home. Make the monies available make the monies available to the person so they don't need a nursing home. And that money can only be spent for that. And I'm not talking about the way it is now with all these different stupid programs and you have to qualify and, you know, they give you the third degree like you're being arrested and you're going to be on trial. You know, only requirement should be is that the person is disabled. All right. Now, the agencies that get this money, they use us to get it, you know. So why not use us in a different way? A different way that would keep us out of a nursing home, see? Use that issue, that reasoning, that help, use it to raise money, all right? To raise money on a big scale, you know? We talked about it before. Bring back the telethon. The telethon to keep people out of nursing homes so that a person can stay in their own home, be comfortable whatever time they have left and have whatever they need. Person gets ill or, you know, it's a life-threatening thing. You still got the hospitals. We're not saying to close the hospitals. We're saying get rid of the nursing homes. So let the agencies modify, if need be, their mission statement. And now, instead of getting money from the government and making it so that people have to qualify and badgering people and, you know, a lot of people don't qualify. What happens to them? You know, that's why you got these ridiculous nursing homes. That's where they put them. But make it so that the person only has to be disabled to qualify and remain in their own home. Somebody told me today, I don't know how true it is, that there are countries on this planet that don't have nursing homes. Now, I haven't investigated that, but if that's true, this country ought to be ashamed of itself. It doesn't make the country better because you have nursing homes where people by law go there to die. That's a big blow against America, in my mind. Make this country horrible. If there are other countries that are not providing nursing homes for people, and people are obviously staying in their own home and the resources are available, you know, whether it be family or friends or whatever, there's the example. You don't need them. So that's the topic for tonight. Get rid of the nursing homes. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how the politicians should be helping to do that. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, the Little Bear, roar, and Akita, great, great dog. You can dial them up at 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. Makes a great companion dog, service dog, pet dog, whatever you're looking for. Get the right one. You got to evaluate the dog. All right, Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty, my buddy, who helps us to keep the Inner Sight mechanism going. We appreciate that. Kennedy Realty, right, local, right here in Islip, New York. 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information.
I've been
Kennedy Realty.
You want to laugh? I've been talking since the show started, and I had unmuted my mic, right? And for some reason, Blog didn't unmute my mic. So I'm talking away, and I'm saying, I don't think he hears me. So I go back and look, and the mic is, not unmuted. And I'm like, what the? I didn't say the word what I wanted to say, but I just said, what?
Well, there's all kinds of strange things going on these days.
Yeah, so I'm saying, I don't think he hears me, because I'm saying things loud and not so loud, and you didn't hear me. So I said, you know, now I got something, you know, I got something to say that's important. So basically,
all right.
One of our advocates said something.
Let me finish my thanking
your
people.
Thought.
You need dog food, cat food. Nobody starved on Long Island. My buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. Call him and explain your situation. And he has access to veterinarian care, so talk to him about that. Again, 631-484-3085. All right, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our number is 631-224-3090. So there you have the Inner Sight number. And all the beautiful children of the world, take care of them, watch over them. Go an extra mile for a child. We, of course, remember Corey, Avante, Ollie Campbell, little Tommy, the little baby royalty, and many, many others.
It's so sad. Every single one of them is sad to me. I wish they had a chance at life, you know.
Everybody deserves a chance at life.
Yeah.
All right. And no matter how old you are, too,
that's
doesn't
right.
matter.
Doesn't matter.
All right. Inner Sight, around the world, some of our friends, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Islip Cleaners, Sunset Restaurant,
yeah.
All right, just to mention a few of them. Suffolk Bus Corp, mm-hmm. last but not least.
That's right.
And the $2,000 donation, not
yeah.
too late. Somebody out there can match it.
Yeah.
All right. Spoke to Mr. Kennedy today, and he's going to, when he does a closing on a house, he's going to
mm-hmm.
give us a donation.
Oh, that's real nice of him.
So
no,
he's a
seriously.
Great, great guy, and he cares.
He's a sweetheart. He really
right.
is.
Inner Sight, and very happy to announce that I'm being reunited with my former co-host, Pidgey. She's going to be doing. She's going to be co-hosting once a week on Inner Sight
yeah.
starting in September.
I'm so happy.
Yeah. So you'll get a break and
yeah.
you get to know her.
Yeah.
You know? And,
I like Pidgey. She's real nice. I really
we,
do.
We go back a long way mm-hmm. together, and it's going to be really wonderful. She's working on a new album. We'll be telling
oh,
you
Oh, that's
that.
Cool.
It's going to be really wonderful to have her
come
back
on, yeah. Yeah.
On the Inner Sight. So we'll look forward to that. All but right, Inner Sight.
Well.
What?
Initially, she said to me, Frank who, right? She was trying to be funny, but I was like, Frank who, you don't know Inner Sight? She goes, of course I do. Fun time,
oh,
she said
right
after that. She was teasing me. But I'm like, she don't know Inner Sight. So I was teasing her back, in a sense, but also concerned that she didn't know Inner Sight a bit, you know?
Yeah.
She's teasing me.
Pidgey is Inner Sight.
He is. She's part of Inner Sight.
All right.
So I'm like, you don't know Inner Sight?
You need a civil rights lawyer, James Bahamundi, 516-783-9662. And if you need that kind of help, give Jim a call.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what else we got? Around the world,
mm-hmm.
I'll do the Able News, and we'll continue.
Okay.
Able.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 31 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a counter event column written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section that... that buys and sells items, and they also have, like I said, that personals page that they dabble with, and also they have where you can get, I'm sorry, the I'm not doing as well as the other night. Anyway, I have to go fast. I can't do it that way. Anyway, the they have the... what is the thing that they have? The registration where you could get free, and you could get the Able News on their website, ablenews.com. And back to you, Frank, the registration for Able
News. All right, Inner Sight. And
sorry. I love it.
Talking
Thank
tonight about how we don't need nursing homes. Get rid of them, all right?
Yeah.
Now, somebody told me the other day, and I believe it's true, told me that, in fact, a couple of people have told me this in the last couple of years, or, you know, the government doesn't want and doesn't like nursing homes, all right? Now, if that's true, then what we've got to do is find a politician or politicians
yeah.
that are going to assist in getting rid of them.
That's right.
You know, put up legislation.
Or even, Frank, here's another thing. What does the government not like about them? Money. right? They spend too much money on them, right?
Yeah, so, they spend all that money. Right. And now, today, right. I heard on the news that the Senate increased money
mm-hmm.
for Medicare, all right?
Now, that's a good thing you said that.
In some ways, that might be good, but remember, that means more money for the nursing homes.
Now, listen what came out of that. Something good, actually, very good that came out of that. Our benefits, okay, if you have a person who gets benefits and another person who has doesn't have benefits, they're not going to touch benefits. That's what Maria heard today. She called me like a crazy woman to let me know that was what happened. She wanted to notify me. So I'm going to look into that tomorrow. So
Wait a minute.
You know,
slow down. Explain what did you just say?
All right. Maria, our autism advocate, called me more than once today. I'm like, something's got to be really important for her to be calling me. So I called her right before the show to tell her what show was on. And she says, no, I got to tell you something. So she told me and recorded it off of, you know, the internet. And also, you know, it was like a news broadcast off the internet. And she recorded it. So she said what was happening is that your benefits will not be taken away if two disabled people are married or one person marries who's a, you know, quote, normal. I'm sorry, I have to say it that way.
What's the big deal over that? That should have been
a long time ago. Right.
But you know what that means to me?
Yeah.
That means they ought to go back in time and restore
mm-hmm.
the money of the,
mm-hmm.
that they took from the damn people. See?
Including
why do they punish us? And then they
know.
You know what it's like?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you what it's like. It's like they killed Joan of Arc, the church.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They killed her,
mm-hmm.
and then hundreds and hundreds of years later, they canonized her. They realized that we shouldn't have, that this was horrible, what we did to General Joan, you know. Well, you know what? To me, that's not damn ass good enough. You did it.
I know.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Give the people the money back.
That's right.
Who went through this. And who got married and who, you know. I don't know how many there are, but they ought to make up for it.
That's
just like they ought to make up for shoving people in a damn nursing home.
Oh, God, yeah, like my mom. My poor mom. They took everything
away.
Yeah,
and millions of others. So I don't praise this. Why didn't they do it years ago?
They had APS
on speed
dial.
You ever notice how they,
mm-hmm.
how they punish those of us who are disabled?
Yes, they do.
It happens all the time.
To me,
and I'm going to tell you why it happened, because they listen to these damn agencies.
Yeah.
That's why it happened. So anyway, to finish my thought,
mm-hmm.
the politicians should help us to get rid of these nursing homes. Now, I have an appointment with my congressman the end of this month. And that's one of the things I'm going to run by him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, would you help us get rid of these nursing homes and modify the system?
Right.
So that a person can remain in their own home. The home that most of the time they worked for, slaved for, paid taxes
mm-hmm.
for.
Right.
And everything else. And now some damn a nursing facility wants to come and take it away from them.
And that's what one of our advocates is suffering with right now. Yeah.
Well, millions of people
but
live under that.
We know why right now.
That danger.
You know.
Yeah. So we've got to find a politician, or even more than one if you could,
mm-hmm.
that is going to do something about this and relieve the tax burden for the average person, because that's that's a horrible thing.
No.
I have to pay taxes so that a person can get abused and the person can't even have their home health aid in the nursing home? And we got to pay taxes for that, and they take all the money from the Medicare, and then once it's like they're greedy.
Yeah.
Once they don't get enough on that, they go to your savings, and then if you have any assets, that's greed.
Right. It is.
Because they believe the person is in there to die. You know?
That's right.
That has to be changed. A person should be in there to live.
That's right.
The idea that they're going to go home in any place,
yeah.
Any place that you're in, it should be the same idea. So
yeah.
The best way to bring that about is to get rid of the damn place.
Yeah.
You don't need them.
Yeah.
Let the agencies, if need be, modify their mission statement, raise money. Let the government can cut costs by putting up half the money, and eventually the whole thing could fall to the agencies.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, people raise billions and billions of dollars these days for projects, you know. But
yeah.
We do not need these nursing homes. Look what happened with the former governor.
Oh, God, please.
How he let people remain in these nursing homes,
yeah.
and unprotected, and didn't even consider any emergency measures to get them out.
No, he didn't.
Now, another thing,
he thought
that
there was
that
safer there, and that's not true. That's what he thought. He thought the old system was that they're safer in the nursing home than they are in their own home. How could they be safer when there's more than one person coming from their own home bringing the coronavirus in? How could they be safer?
Yeah, well, that's obviously
what
these doctors told him,
yeah,
and what the health people told him, and then the protective services, or who the hell else, you know. That's what these politicians go by. You see, they need to listen to the people more.
If somebody
not these agencies.
Says, right, if somebody says this, listen, I'm isolating my mom and my dad and any disabled person, okay, who falls in the category. I am not letting them get in any contact with anybody that has coronavirus in their own home, period. End of story.
Well,
that's
common
where
sense.
It has to be,
you know,
the battle.
It's
you
common
know?
Sense.
And yet, that didn't happen. I kept typing away on every one of his conferences, every single morning that he had that stupid 11 a.m. conference. And let me tell you, I was pissed. Maybe I contributed to his resignation in a way. I don't know. But they couldn't get him on the elderly abuse that he did, I would say. They got him on the other abuse that he did. So I'm happy. I'm very
well,
happy.
Well, when you abuse
out.
The disabled, you your downfall is imminent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's,
yeah.
it's happens eventually.
Yes.
But we need a politician who is going to understand this and fight for it for the good of the public and every person who is an American citizen and who has worked in this country many, many years and does not deserve to go to a place where they're told you're coming here to die, therefore you don't need anything. You know?
Even palliative care units, even hospice care units, all of this should not be left like that at all. you know, to me. Okay? That's just
they
my
need, They need to take a lesson from...
Yes, they do.
From the gospel groups. I'm going to tell you a story that Ira Tucker told me years ago when Stevie Wonder was in a serious car accident. They didn't think he was going to live, you know.
Yeah, I remember.
So all of the rock, a lot of the rock people, you know, band and all that, they all started grabbing his belongings.
Oh my, that's not good.
You know, I get this. Stevie's going to die, you know. And it was like a frenzy, you know.
That's not good.
Now, Ira told me that never happens in the gospel music industry. It's an entirely different.
Right, but that's horrible.
So that's the kind of example that these politicians need. You know, pay attention to gospel music in that way.
Yeah.
And help the person to live as long as they have.
We have a caller, by the way, and it's from Mass.
All right, 213-816-1650. And this is Inner Sight Live, and we're talking about get rid of the nursing home. It would be one of the biggest pluses that this country ever did. Let's take a phone call. Inner Sight Live.
Okay, here she comes, I think.
Hello.
Hi, Frank. Hello.
Hi.
Who is it?
Who do you think? It's Pidgey.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Pid. I had a feeling how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, girl?
I'm good.
How are you doing? You're nice to hear your voice. Frank,
to hear your pleasant voice, too.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
We've been listening while we were having a late dinner, and I said, I got to call those guys. So, you know.
I was like.
Go ahead, Pidge.
I got a few things to say. You know, my heart is totally with you guys with this issue. Has been for a long time. I've spent a lot of time in Florida. And it's terrible down there.
It is terrible. Wow.
They can't give PCA services. The problem with Florida, though, that the former governor, Rick Scott, he has his hand in the cookie jar because he owned a whole bunch of nursing homes.
Oh, my. Florida's out of the question for me to move down.
There are a lot of advocates there that are working, some young whippersnapper, next generation people with disabilities trying to advocate with this. The issue is if we had a federal personal care program, then this would be obsolete. I mean, we need to have a national program for people to get personal care in whatever state they're in. So,
right.
And thanks.
We
for,
have. I'm sorry. Let me just interject this thought because then you can continue. But we have a petition. We only got a few names on it, but part of the petition is an idea called Volunteers for Freedom. You know,
yes,
where home health aides can volunteer their time to make up for the hours that the government won't give to get the person out. You know,
right.
And what we do, what we recommend is that we will compensate these volunteers by paying one of their bills or their car insurance or their mortgage in accordance with how much time.
Rent.
They can give. So
right.
We need about $25 million to start doing this.
And I'll tell you how much the need is. My aide was ecstatic when she heard that. She was like, please, get it to be, I'm paying my rent so high, I can't barely afford it. It's like close to $2,000, my rent. She said that. She goes, if I could get some of it knocked down here in Hempstead, no less, I would love to live in other, $2,000. Yeah.
I went to school in Hempstead. I went to Hofstra.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Small world.
So I heard you guys mention my name and the fact that we're going to be doing it once a week, reunited host and co-host, and I really appreciate you guys and what you said, and I really can't stay on right now, but I just wanted to say I love this show, and thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we're honored to have you call our show.
Yes,
I couldn't stay away. I can't stay away.
Oh, inner sight is in us. Come on. I got to talk to you. I'm going to have a little group started, and I want to invite you. Formally invite you. It's about the nursing home issue. So consider this a formal invite. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit before, and then I'm going to give you the invite. Yeah, I'm going to do it on, do you know Zoom well?
Yeah, and I will bring you on Facebook also.
Yeah,
I'll friend you on
and I'll
Facebook.
Send you the link and everything, yeah. I have a link and everything for Inner Sight. I use, it's my link anyway, but I use it for Inner Sight. So, I mean, and I'll send you. Yeah. So then I'll, it'll be great. And Frank knows how to just call in, so I want Frank part of it too all the time.
Yeah.
So he'll listen, give me ideas if I forget anything. Okay. So,
that's because Frank's not going to a nursing home ever.
That's
no
right.
Way. No way.
I'm not
no
either.
Way.
You know, they're talking about it, all the time with me. I'm on going for the traumatic brain injury program because I'm not eligible initially when they first started with me with the nursing home waiver and diversion program. See this eligibility BS that they throw? Ladies and gentlemen, I just have to mention this And then they said, okay, you'll be eligible for the traumatic. I have every little guts you could think about with disability. I'm legally blind, hearing impaired. I have a little bit of everything, it's, I'm on a wheelchair, I got everything. So they could throw it at me, So I said, I don't want everything. I just want to live peacefully. That's all. With
that's
equality.
Absolutely.
Simple. It's a simple thing. But they don't understand.
All right, better let Pidge go.
Pidge.
Yeah,
go.
Get the mother. So everybody, call up. Don't be afraid. Call the show. I did it.
Thank you so much.
They
for
don't
calling.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I love you guys. Have a.
Oh, we listening. Love you too. I mean, oh my God. We're gonna definitely make this happen. I'll tell you. Yeah, we will.
All right. I'll talk to you both.
Good night, and hello to Vinny.
Hey, you good guys. Good night.
Good night.
All right, Inner Sight, and being reunited with Pidgey and her being the guest co-host coming up in the coming weeks.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how honored I am about that and how it gives my heart joy.
And I might listen just to enjoy, you guys getting together again. I might just, be your engineer. I might.
All right. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. And, if some politician out there, and I hope it's my congressman, some politician wants to do something great for this country and for the 60 million disabled people, get rid of these nursing homes. Make it so that a person can have the honor of being in their own home, and get the help that they need in that home. It can be done. I believe it can. And Inner Sight will do whatever we can to make it happen.
Yeah.
You know? So that's one of our main goals, to modify this system.
Yeah.
And to make it so that a person can be honored and live their life out where they want to.
That's true.
You see, but you heard what Pidgey said, that the governor in Florida owned a lot of these places, see?
Yeah, that's manipulative.
That's one of the problems.
Yeah, I'd say.
We need to get the funding to get rid of these places. All right, anybody else on the line?
No, we're clear.
Okay. So,
one thing that bothered me when you said that, and it reminded me, when she said that, actually, I'm sorry, was when Donald Trump has a friend, that actually contributed. He was a lobbyist for these nursing homes and hospitals, okay? I'm going to put the hospitals in there, too, because he mentioned that. And he had a major donor that was a lobbyist to his campaign. And I was ticked off about that. So what does that mean, Donald Trump? I hate to say this. What does that mean? You favor nursing homes?
Well, let's just make it clear. We're not trying to get rid of hospitals.
No, we're not. The nursing homes, yes. What are you trying to do about the nursing homes? To me, that is really a very bad, situation.
Well, the people who own these places, they have to realize that this is not the best kind of situation for somebody who's disabled.
No.
I mean, analyze it. Think about it. Would you want to be treated like that?
Nobody wants to be treated like that. Substandard.
Yeah. Would you want to be in a nursing home where you'd have to sit for hours in your own waste and hope that somebody and keep ringing a stupid bell and hope that somebody is going to come and help you because they're short staffed and all that and you can't have your.
How about this?
Your home health aide?
I was dropped from a Hoyer lift. I was not fed one time. I was told that I had insanity, and that's why they were going to send me off to a crazy place. I'm serious. This is all inside of a nursing home, okay? They never gave me my meds after 3 days of waiting, and they went through my stuff to find my own medicine that was hidden that I was going to take. You know why? Because I wasn't going to die. I wasn't going to die, okay? They had to give me a better solution than just taking my own medicine. Then I wouldn't have gone and taken my medicine there. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't mind having an alternative, but they never offered me an alternative.
They don't give alternative nursing homes.
They don't give alternative, except one nursing home was stepping out of their boundaries by offering aromatherapy and massage. Yeah, and they almost got rid of her. Almost. Too many people were asking her than the regular.
You wonder how long that lasted.
No, it lasted because too many people were asking for her. Yeah, it lasted. Oh, yeah. Where is that person? She was 6 weeks away.
Well, if they do it in one place, why don't they do it in all of them?
I know.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I ask them every single day. Where is the massage therapist? Where is the... Every day I ask for her, and then they finally got her back. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People,
I like that place because they
most
can offer
people
it.
Want to be treated with dignity.
Oh, yes, they do.
And remain in their own home, surrounded by their own familiar, you know, the familiar
even if
surroundings
they don't have
and all that. And not be driven out.
Even if they, pardon me.
And then, you know, be taken advantage of to the point where, well, you know, you're here to die anyway.
Right.
So you don't need this, you don't need that, you don't need your money, you don't need anything.
But the other thing is that you're told this stuff. You're not even given the equality of a human being at times. And you know, I never thought I would be, you know, disabled, discriminated against is a good word to use, you know, and I'm not, and then I said to my husband, if you don't get me out of here, I'm leaving, period. Right? And he goes, I'll come and get you, because he knew I would seriously do it. And then they would just have it all over the news, me trying to get away from them. I would do it. I really would have. I would have just gone to the door, pushed it out
of
my wheelchair, and just gone home.
A lot of people have walked out of nursing homes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
My clothes and everything. Yep. I would have done it.
The problem is...
because they didn't
Where do you go?
I would have gone back home.
Yeah.
I had a home.
Well, if you have one, yeah.
But if I didn't, I would have gone to an abuse shelter. I would have. I would have gone to the police, and I would have said, listen, I'm being abused.
I don't know how that
would have
worked, because they probably would have taken you back to the damn place.
Nope. I would have said, I'm being abused. I'm not being treated right. And if you take me back, this is just going to be happening all the time.
What you need is a lawyer.
Yeah.
Who's going to protect you.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
that's
see
hard
me
to find
alert
when
and oriented
you don't
right
have the
now.
Money.
Yeah, I know. But I would have called I would have called lawyers. I would have called you. I would have called the newspaper. I would have gone really big on that if they prevented me, the police. I would have not taken no for an answer.
People should not have to go through all that. I mean, you have resources. You have a place.
Right.
You know, you have a medical insurance.
Yeah.
Even if
I'm
you have
just
the Medicare and all that, you know.
Yeah, right now, Frank, I feel as if what is going on in my life, and you know about it a little, from family, that I am in threat. But I'm going to place an order of protection against that person. Because she's gone ballistic and a little cuckoo in what she's been doing. So I am going to put an order of protection against her.
Well, you
I'm
do what you
got
to do to protect
anymore.
Yourself, you know.
That's correct.
There's laws.
I mean, I've been visited in this household since I've been here, let's see, 3 times by, not the repeat visit by Adult Protective Services, but 3 times. That is ridiculous. I should not have to deal with that at all. Really. You know?
No,
and
you don't have
horrible.
To let anybody in your house.
Well, Adult Protective Services, you do. They have a warrant. Yeah. They have a warrant.
A warrant for what?
Yeah. To come
you're
in and look at you. No, you're not. But they have a warrant to see if you are being treated properly. So you have to let them in. Yeah, that's the hard part. You can't let them, you know, what?
I don't know about that.
I believe they do. They told me they did, at least. One was for food, and one was a complaint about excessive gambling, and neither of us did excessive gambling.
To get a warrant, you have to go to court.
Yeah. I don't know how quickly they got that.
And if
that,
they're
going
to go to court, they have to notify. You have to be notified.
No, I wasn't notified, but somebody called
well,
the
then,
adult
then
protective.
They can't get a a judge. How are they going to get a judge to sign
the
against
warrant?
A person who
I don't know what
been
happened. All I know is Adult Protective Services came to my door and said, we have a warrant to come in and speak with, and then they gave my husband and my aide a look through. They look, and my husband says, if you don't have a warrant, you're not allowed to come in, right? And then, because my husband got pissed off at the person who did it, for at least the one that's the gambling one. Nobody in the house gambled. I think we only did a bet on the Kentucky Derby. And I was laughing. So I said, I said to the person.
So did anybody see this warrant?
What?
Did anybody see this warrant?
My husband did, I think.
He read
so
it?
Funny.
He saw it?
Yeah. So he let
it. Well, then
in.
He should have said, I'm calling my attorney.
Well,
you know,
he
I don't know if this,
don't
if this warrant is legal. Where'd you get the warrant from? Huh?
No, he gets real nervous. You got to give him that. He has a.
Right.
You know,
he should have called his attorney.
I think he got nervous and he didn't think. I think he was real nervous. But anything happens now to me, and that's only to me, he's going to have a watchful eye on that BS, you know? Because I've had it. I really have.
Anything legal
I don't know.
Like that, you have a right to call your lawyer.
Yes, you do.
All right. Inner Sight, don't forget, we're on television tonight, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, and Channel 3 on the Spirit. Tomorrow night, Long Island Altice, 7:30. Channel 20 tomorrow night goes all over Long Island. So that's the Inner Sight. No further notice, we're on reruns.
Yeah.
And you see, the problem is nationwide with these nursing homes.
And also worldwide, I would say. Some what do you call people, it's like a worldwide, you know, problem. And then
well, I was told that some countries don't have nursing homes.
I was just about to say that. They have more of a homey atmosphere. So I want to know, I want to find this out more, and I want to know what's happening with the nations that aren't so, that are just, you know, having an easier time in it and just doing what they're supposed to, you know?
I mean, you hear things, but, you know, to clarify it and to check it out is a whole other thing.
Oh, yes,
it is. We really only know what's going on in this country because we know from experience.
That's right.
That these places exist. Incidentally, tomorrow, Mary's supposed to get out of the nursing home.
I can't wait. That was all by all of us working hard, mostly Maureen. I felt so bad for Maureen. She kept calling me and saying, I'm going to go in. I said, no, you're not. You're not going to be a nursing home resident if I could help it. And if you do, I'm going to come out and get you. It was funny. I kept telling her that. And she said to me, no, I have to go in because my mom is in there. I have to save her. Look at the compassion. Look at the need. Look at the drive that they made her go through. That's what I hated. I hated it all.
Well, I think being on the other side every night.
Yeah,
helped
telling
a lot.
Her story. Yeah, it helped a lot. Yeah, it helped other people too, I think. I think it really did. I think people who tune in to us also went through the same thing. You know,
I think that
if you have,
it's a big way. If you have a loved one in a nursing home, when you're struggling with these agencies, and they don't do enough, they could do a lot more.
Yeah.
You know. Call us.
Yes.
Put your story on Inner Sight.
Yes.
Do it every night if need be.
Yeah. Sign our petition.
Because our show goes all over. And
yeah.
We'll help you. We'll help you get that person
out. Yeah, we
have. We even contributed some money to Mary and Maureen.
Yes, we did.
Help.
Yeah.
So don't underestimate the power of the media.
Trying. Yeah.
The podcast. You know,
yeah.
Call us. We're trying to make up for what the agencies don't do and what they should do. That's the thing, you know. If every agency was like us, like Intersight, there wouldn't be any nursing homes. Think about that.
Yeah, that's true.
They'd be gone.
Yeah, that would be right.
All right, Intersight, 213-816-1650. You want to call in and talking tonight about how we don't need nursing homes. We could do very well without them. We could do a lot better without them. Think of all the stress that would be off of people. Oh, I don't have to go to a... No more nursing homes?
No,
wow.
You know what? First, they would be, you know, just saying, oh, what is there in as an alternative? They would be panicking a little. I know that because the agencies have got that mentality there. We have to then say...
You stay in your own home.
That's right.
That's
you
the alternative. Right where you are.
Right. Exactly.
You know, assuming it's a safe, good place.
Yeah. That's what you have to encourage these people and let them know that there is absolutely no problem with what their decision was. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well,
you got to have the money.
Not just.
Yeah.
Encourage
them. Right.
You got to have the money. You got to show
them.
That's
right. I agree.
You got to do it.
That's right.
You know, right now our job is to let people know that that's a horrible system and it should be
gotten rid of.
You know, and to try to get to the point where people can stay in their own home. So. That's the big fight. That's the big, one of the biggest drawbacks of this system. Now, it shows you if what we said before, that now when a person gets married, they don't lose their Medicare.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Well, if that's true, and we haven't confirmed it, but if it's true, it shows you that the system can be modified.
That you don't
need these stupid rules and these stupid punishments that they put on us. That's a punishment.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
To take away a person's benefit, you know, because they love somebody and they want to spend the rest of their life with them, or, you know, get married and all that, reminds me of the time when And it's ironic that Peach called, because reminds me of when her and I and Brian were together on the show for many years. Brian's sister also had, I believe, was a spinal bifida, and their mom passed
away. No, I think he had not spina bifida. He had muscular dystrophy, I thought.
Muscular, yeah. And their mom passed away.
Yeah.
And left a little bit of money. It wasn't much, like $10,000, you know.
That's not much.
So the government made them spend that money. They cut off their Medicaid until they
spent
the money.
That's horrible.
That the mother left. I mean, that's the way the government thinks. That's a form of punishment.
That's
something you would do to a criminal.
That's what they did,
you know,
to that guy Scott.
To a criminal.
Yeah.
A criminal who got money by selling drugs to children. That's something you would do. To that person, but not to disabled people trying to live their lives.
That's right.
That's why my first reaction to this, assuming it's true, that they stopped doing this, give the money back to the people
you did
it to.
That's right.
Make up for it. I'll bet you any money they're not going to do that.
Oh, hell no. and give me money that I worked for so hard and you took back. Yeah. You didn't, you know, I worked hard because I, and my, you know, and you took that all back. You know, that should not have been taken back. I worked hard for it. You know, give me back that money. No, they're not going to do
so
that.
So the government has to stop punishing us.
Yeah.
There's another observation that you won't hear anywhere else. The government punishes us because we're disabled. That's why they want us to go into a nursing home. You got to stop doing that. There should be a law against that.
Yes, there should be.
To protect us from that punishment.
Yeah.
You know, the government plays God with our lives.
Yeah, I agree.
When we go into a nursing home.
So terrible.
And that's a big reason why we gotta
it's
get
more
rid of
than
them.
That too. They seem to want us to be impoverished so they have control over us, and I don't like that.
Yeah,
I don't like
part
that
of the punishment.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's
what
the punishment.
Is, yeah, it is the punishment. What is it to them? What do they get from it? And I just don't get that.
The money.
You know? Yeah.
That's mostly what they get, the money.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, some owner of a nursing home is convinced, oh, I'm helping these people. You're not helping these people.
You're helping
yourself.
Anybody. That's right.
At our expense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to help these people, get rid of these places. Let a person stay in their own home. Then you're helping somebody.
Yeah. And if there's not enough places around, take your nursing home and convert it into something that people can live in and have accessibility, period.
Well, part of the whole modification has to be strict enforcement of the Americans with Disability Act so that every eligible apartment is accessible.
Yeah.
So then a person who's disabled doesn't have to look for an accessible place. All they got to do is look for an apartment like everybody else.
That's right.
That's why it takes people so long to get out of these places many times.
That's right.
You can't find a place.
It took me, I was in rehabilitation, right? And then I got stuck in the rehabilitation nursing home. Well, nursing facility, I should say. And then I couldn't get out. And my husband, with his bare hands, built
How long were you in the whole system? What amount of time?
About 6 months to get.
Well, you were lucky. That's short.
I was very lucky, but because my husband and I worked on it, and I tried to get myself out. Otherwise, it would have been
the average person is in for years.
I know. I pushed. That's why I was an advocate.
Anyway.
With myself in the nursing home. Yeah.
We got to get going. Inner Sight, thank you so much for listening. Tomorrow night's show is on the deaf blind, so tune us in. And Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. I want to thank all our listeners, all our callers, and especially that beautiful surprise of Pidgey. Love you, Pidgey. All right. We'll be with you tomorrow night live on Inner Sight. Thank you so much for listening. Get rid of the nursing homes. We don't need them.
Yeah.
Give the money to Inner Sight. We'll show you how to get rid of them.
That's right. And we'll show you how to use them.
Thank you so much.
Too.
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates. For the disabled. And tomorrow night we'll tell you more about that.
Yeah.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight, Suzanne, co-host, engineer. Good night, everybody. Inner Sight.